Grand Performance, USA. The greatest entertainers in America, as requested by you, the men and women in the United States Armed Forces throughout the world. Command Performance, presented this week and every week till you're home from the hospitals and back from over there. Hi, gang. This is Howard Petrie unwrapping another Command Performance. Half an hour of the top tunes and talent ordered in your letters to Command, care of Armed Forces Radio Service, Los Angeles, USA. And your hostess tonight is the talented lassie who sings the Scott song, a favorite of radio, Decca Records, and old Command. Back home again, in response to your many cards and letters, it's Evelyn, Isn't This a Wonderful Night?
Good evening, everybody, and here's a little thing ditty called Betsy, which I'd like to do for the fellas in the Naval Hospital back in Betsy Ross's hometown, Philadelphia, that is.
Betsy, sweet Betsy, my fair prairie rose, slender and pale in your mail order clothes, all decked out in ruffles and ribbons and rings. You're just like an angel, lonely. Where are your wings? Oh, Betsy, sweet Betsy, let's change her name and stick a claim where care will never find us. Oh, Betsy, sweet Betsy, we'll hitch our dream to a 20-mule team and leave the world behind.
Simply great, Evelyn. You know, I love anything connected with Scotland. You know, my ancestors lived in Scotland until the French Bourbons came in.
And what does that make you?
Scotch for the bourbon chaser. And now, Evelyn, here comes another wonderful visitor.
Uh-huh. This boy's getting to be Mr. Command Performance.
Yes, sir. One of our top mail-getters, a favorite of everybody's, including Corporal Albert Williamson and the entire 98th Army Band. That operatic impresario, expert on culture and music,
the man who outshines Rimsky, not to mention Korsakov, Jimmy Durante, in person!
You've got to start off each day with a song. Now, even when things go wrong, why, you feel better, you even look better. Stop the music. This is awful, Professor. We'll have to get rid of that read section.
What's wrong with the read section?
They can't read. And now for my second number, I'll sing. Hello, we.
guess the ushers wouldn't let her in without a ticket. But, Petrie, I want to thank you for that bewitching introduction.
Ah, not at all, Jimmy. It's great to have you here.
Thanks, Mr. Petrie. Your graciousness is surpassed only by your overwhelming hospitality.
Oh, Jim, and your geniality, Mr. Durante, is exceeded only by your charm.
I wish you folks would go to the movies. Can't you see we want to be alone? And Howard, am I lucky to get here tonight? What a time I had crossing Sunset Boulevard.
What happened, Jimmy?
Well, I starts to cross the street, walking between the white lines, as is my wont.
Yeah.
And the guy's right, this kind of intellectual.
Yeah.
And a woman driver almost hits me. I duck behind a tree, but she drives right up on the sidewalk after me. I hides in an alley, but she's right behind me. I runs around the block three times, but I can't escape.
Well, how did you get away from her, Jim?
Thank goodness for the CBS washroom. But that is neither header nor hopper. When my invitation for this program arrived, I was sitting at home in the library, pouring water on my smoking jacket. As is my wont. When I remembered myself, that I might meet a beautiful girl here. Uh-huh. So I went to my favorite beautician and I said to him, Pierre, I want the works. So Pierre gave me a shampoo, a tonic, a mud pack, and then he gave me the most smooth and refreshing, relaxing massage. Reads here message, bro. Yeah. Fast. I knew it was massage. He gave me a shampoo, a tonic, a mud pack, and then he gave me the most smooth and refreshing and relaxing massage I ever had, and now I'm ready.
For the beautiful girl?
No, tonight I got a date with Pierre. Anyway, tell me, Howard, where is this charming damsel?
Well, right here. This is Jimmy Durante.
Hi, Jimmy.
How do you do, madame? I kiss your hand.
Jimmy, that's not my hand you're kicking, that's my elbow.
You gotta admit it's a step in the right direction. Touché, touché.
See, but to tell the truth, Jim, I was expecting a much taller man.
Well, after all, I'm 6'2".
6'2"?
With my nose up in the air, of course. But enough for this formularities. Shall we run off and view the bright lights from Mulholland Drive?
Oh, I'd like to, Jimmy, but I'm tired. You see, I attended the opening of the Los Angeles opera season.
I went to the opening myself, and I learned a few things.
What'd you learn?
You need tickets to get in.
Yes, Jimmy. So you're a patron of the arts. Maybe you can bring a touch of culture to the program, huh?
Easily, my dear. Any show can use an impresario, not to mention bon voyant and intern parator. I hope I'm not saying anything to offend the children.
Well, James, give me your professional advice. What do you think of my singing?
Oh, good question. Evelyn, did you ever stop to think that with a little training you could sing for a living?
Jimmy, I have had training.
Ah, but not by the right teacher. Who is the greatest musical genius in the world today? Who does Toscanini call up when he's in trouble? Who does Tchaikovsky turn to when things look black?
You mean?
Yes, Umbriaco.
No, not Umbriaco.
Do I detest the note of levity in your voice, my good woman?
Oh, no.
Consider our list of satisfied clients. Take Bing Crosby, for instance. Before Bing took Umbriaco's course, what was he? A bum. Look at him now. A beautiful home, money in the bank.
And four children.
You're talking about the advanced course. I love that kind of carrier dot.
Well, who were some of your other pupils?
Well, there was John Charles Thomas, to name a few. And of course... Frank Sinatra.
Frank Sinatra? What did you do for him?
We got there too late. The damage was already done. However, I can say unequivocally and without fear of contradiction that in the sphere of glissando and arpeggios, not to mention allegro, on moto, There is no one whose perplexed capabilities compare with this momentous digitator.
Jimmy, how can you say that?
Now that I look at it, I wonder how I made it myself.
Well, what did Umbriago ever do for you?
Do he got my symphony performed?
Well, tell me all about it.
All right, hit it. Start that introduction again. I detected a blue note. I never in my lifetime was so delighted. Honest, I am as happy as a clown. It happened at a musicale where I was invited, in the swankiest home in this town. I knew the joint was swanky. There was a dirty under every cuspidor. What a party. I rubbed elbows with Iturby. I rubbed elbows with Shostakovich. I rubbed elbows with Rubinstein. I had to rub elbows with them. They wouldn't shake hands with me. After we dined and had dinner too, we all sashayed into the music room. Immediately, Iturby sat down and played his latest concerto. Then Shostakovich obliged with his latest etude. And then Rubinstein thrilled the crowd with a Sinatra he composed. After the applause subsided, all eyes turned upon me. Why not? I was sleeping. Ignoring the hostile stares of the hoi-polloi, I walked to the piano, bowed to the right, bowed to the left, took my music out of my back pocket, which was wrapped around a salami sandwich. Then I sat down at the stand for the first time to present my symphony, my melody, and this is how it went. Chitty beep, chitty beep, chitty beep, chitty beep, chitty beep. Yeah, yeah, yeah. Chitty beep, chitty beep, chitty beep, chitty beep, chitty beep. Yeah, yeah, yeah. Someday the world will recognize this crazy thing. I know the day will come when Frank and Bing will sing. Chitty beep, chitty beep, chitty beep, chitty beep, chitty beep. Yeah, yeah. Why, when I first sat down at the piano, the people cheered. In the middle of my concert, the people howled. And when I finished playing, little old lady jumped up on the piano and bit me. And to add to my humiliation, somebody stole my salami sandwich. But my chagrin was only temporary, because history will be made when I introduce my symphony at the Hollywood Bowl. You know, I can just hear that string section, the brass section, the oboe. Wait a minute, wait a minute. Another outburst like that and your drums go back to Sears and Roebuck. No, your union ain't too strong. Folks, visualize a symphony orchestra behind me. An audience of 90,000 in front of me. A spotlight hit me, and Durante singing. Cheery beat. Million copies, maybe two. This song is gonna be another inka-dinka-doo.
Now, Evelyn, I have some good news. Command Performance is losing a faithful listener.
Losing a listener? That's good news?
Well, in this case, it is, Evelyn. You see, we got a wonderful letter from Livermore T. Bailey. He's been listening to us for over 5 years, first out there in the islands, and then in the Veterans Hospital at White River Junction, Vermont. Soon, he'll be leaving the hospital.
Well, when he does, we're really losing an old friend.
And he feels the same way about us. Ev, what can we do to bid bon voyage to this grand guy?
Well, Howard, let's get together with the sound man and do a special command performance of the week.
Livermore, we're going to try to give a synopsis of the things you're liable to see on your first day in the civilian world.
Neath the placid blue skies overhead, you'll find colorful birds singing, bees buzzing from flower to flower,
pretty girls out for a walk, beautiful new automobiles.
Yes, and they all blend beautifully into a symphony of summer. The birds, the beautiful car, driven by a wide-awake young man who sees the beautiful girl.
Hey, what were you driving?
Gang, Evelyn has rehearsed a fine song for you.
Oh, Mr. Peatley, may I have a word with you?
Sure, Jimmy, have several words. They're small.
They better be. I wish to state here and now that Evelyn Knight is a punkatudinousness. Say. The bums thought I couldn't pronounce it.
Pulchritudinous?
No, babe.
Well, say, Jim, Evelyn is pretty curvaceous, but I'm worried about her dress. It's too tight. Doesn't that slow down the circulation?
It's not slowing mine down.
James, honey, are you going to do some squeezing?
Indubitably. Now, let me see. I presume a girl works on the same principle as a lemon.
No. Kiss the girl, Jimmy. Kiss the girl.
Very well. I'll kiss the gorgeous beast. This girl with the grace of a panther, the eyes of a gazelle. That's an animal. A lovely hair like a porcupine. No, I can't do it.
Why not?
I'm afraid of animals.
Too bad, Jimmy.
It happens all the time, Petrie. My life has been ruined by my fear of jungle beasts.
Fear of... Oh, Jim, that's ridiculous. Why, you look like a brave animal hunter.
I do, maybe like a hero of the jungle, like Tarzan.
Sure, you look like an ape, man.
Watch them comets. No cracks, Petrie. I've seen you peeling a banana by foot.
Jim, I mean that deep down. You're probably a born hunter.
Come to think of it, I've done my share of hunting.
Oh, no kidding? Hunting for wildcats in Africa?
Well, the next thing to it at Hollywood and Vine.
Well, Jimmy, now I'll tell you what I'll do. I'll hypnotize you, put you to sleep, and make you dream you're a great animal hunter in Africa. When you wake, you'll no longer be afraid of animals.
And Evelyn will respect me?
Yes, sir. First, look deep into my eyes. Jimmy, you're going to sleep. Look into them now. Deeper, 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 deeper. Now, what do you see?
Plaid socks. What do I see?
Now you're asleep. Jimmy, you are now the great hunter, Dead-Eyed Durante. You're in Africa with your girlfriend, Evelyn Knight, who doesn't yet know what a brave man you are.
I wish this wasn't a dream.
Evening in a remote jungle settlement. It's been a momentous day for James Dead-Eye Durante. We find him making an entry in his diary.
Dear diary, as Miss Knight and I walked through the native settlement, we shuddered at the ominous sound of tom-toms. What fiendish plans do the natives have in store?
D-U-Z, D-U-Z, what can I say, you're
should swallow. That sounds like a singing commercial.
James, don't be silly. What would they be advertising?
Perhaps Eastern Columbia, Broadway at night.
Oh, you're a stupid coward, Dead End.
Wait a minute, that's Dead Eye.
Huh?
Look closer.
You're a stupid coward, Dead End.
I was better off the first time.
in Africa anyway?
Darling, you know that I'm hunting for a samba?
Samba, Jane. A samba is a dance. You should say I'm hunting for a Simba.
What's a Simba?
A huge, horrible, man-eating lion.
Miss Knight, you pick your partners, I'll pick mine. Now, let's see. We got to buy some equipment at the professional hunter's place.
No, no, let me alone. Get away, George. Get away, Peter. Stop it, Evan, Abby. Peter, let me alone. Sam, go away. No, let me alone. Manny, take no back.
A cute double feature.
Double feature? Jimmy, what was that?
B.F.'s daughter, followed by all my sons. Well, here's the professional hunter store.
Professional Petrie sells all kinds of things.
Look at all the stuff. Saddles, guns, pantsacks, rucksacks, knapsacks, sleeping bags, canteens, saddles, tents, horses, toothpicks. This place has everything. What do you know? No floor.
Hello, folks. Want me to guide you on a hunt?
Yes, Petrie. On this sapphire, you can furnish the equipment. But I gotta furnish the bottles of water.
Oh, no, you don't. Howard, my stupid, cowardly boyfriend makes the same mistake every time. Instead of water, he brings bottles of four roses.
Durante, are you completely stupid?
Yeah, and I hope to remain that stupid every trip we make. Well, shall we have a go at it? We probed into the mysterious jungle. At first, the trip was fun. Evelyn sighted strange animals.
Look, James, there goes a pack of gazelles. Oh, there goes a pack of antelopes.
Oh, Durante, you got a cigarette?
Sure, here. Well, there goes a pack of camels. What a trip. Hey, Petrie, why are your men making all that racket? They're going to wake up all the animals.
That's the idea, stupid coward. They found the tracks of a huge lion in the brush, so the men are beating it.
They ain't stupid, I'll beat it too.
No, no, come back here, back here.
There's the lion, we're gonna.
Now, careful, that lion is wounded. That means he's going to charge us.
James, remember, when he comes at you, don't lose your head.
Why tell me that? Tell the lion. Out of my way, Evelyn. I'll take a shot at him.
Durante, you couldn't hit the side of a barn in Arkansas.
I couldn't, huh? Watch this. Congratulate me, Petrie.
You didn't hit the lion.
No, but I hit the side of a barn in Arkansas.
Howard, now you'll have to go in there and finish off the beast.
I've got to?
Yeah, Durante, it's the law of the jungle.
Who's the congressman here? I want to write up this guy a letter.
Jimmy, go get that animal. And remember, with this type of lion, you got to hit a vital spot with your first shot. Be sure to hit the medulla oblongata.
That's positive.
Or the third vertical vertebrae. Or the left ventricle. Or the heart. Can you remember that?
Remember? I can't even pronounce it. Here I go.
James, you got him.
Evelyn, where did Jimmy hit the lion?
2 inches south of the appendix.
Wonderful shooting. Durante, how did you ever do it?
Always see once you're in sight.
Now Evelyn rushed towards me, hero worship in her eyes.
Kiss me, my stupid, cowardly boyfriend.
But I had changed. When I shot that beast, something exploded within me. I was now a man. Evelyn, you can't shove me around anymore. Things are going to be different.
How, James?
No longer may you refer to me as your stupid, cowardly boyfriend. I've had enough. Do you hear?
Then how shall I refer to you?
Just as your stupid boyfriend. The cowardly is out.
My hero! Wonderful.
And now, gang, Evelyn says goodnight with a number called, what is this thing called, love?
What is this thing called, love?
Yeah.
I never saw such clever coins.
Oh, I'll be back next week.
I was a humdrum person, leading a life apart, when love flew in.
and quicken my humdrum heart. Love flew in through my window. I was so happy then. But after love had stayed a little while, love flew out again. What is it seems?
Mighty, mighty sweet, Evelyn. Well, we had a great guest list tonight, didn't we? What with the acting of Bud Whittem and June Foray, the singing of Bob Graham,
the expert work of Howard Hotshot Petrie, the inimitable Jimmy Durante,
and the inimitable Andy Anit. I'll get it. The punk for tootinousness, Evelyn Knight.
Oh, it's been fun, Snarls.
Evie, would you really go out on a date with me?
Oh, of course, Jimmy. What should I wear? My tailored suit with the high collar?
Somehow that doesn't seem to hit me.
Well, the mannish outfit with the fringe on top?
That doesn't seem to hit me.
A hoop skirt?
That don't hit me.
Well, how about my low-cut evening gown?
A home run. the Durante, the devil is in you. Well, thanks for asking us in, fellas. Lots of luck. And good night, Mrs. Calabash, wherever you are.
Good night, Jimmy. Good night, everybody.
The program was arranged with the aid of the Hollywood Coordinating Committee. This is the United States Armed Forces Radio Service, the voice of information and education.